KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Now here's what it's come to. I take a simple kitchen timer, this one is shaped like a tomato, and I set it for 25 minutes. And then I sit in a chair and I work, mostly I write, continuously focusing for 25 minutes. Now, when the timer rings, I take a 5-minute break, I get up, I stretch, I play with a dog, and then I reset the timer for another 25 minutes and I get back to work. Now, I'll do about 4 of these units, what the inventor of the technique calls Pomodoros, and then I'll take a longer break, and then I'll start to do it all over again. Now, this is called the Pomodoro technique. Seriously, it's named after the tomato-shaped timer, and it was invented by an Italian software designer who had an impossible time just sitting and focusing. He'd check his emails and the web and answer phone calls and was so easily distracted that it's hard to believe he isn't secretly a television writer. So what he did was grab the tomato-shaped timer in his kitchen. That's where the Pomodoro comes in. And it's a good thing, too, because then he could name his process the Pomodoro technique, which is a lot more elegant and upper crusty than the tomato process. And it worked for him. He put in about 4 or 5 Pomodoro units of 25 minutes plus a required 5-minute break each, and then head to the cafe for an espresso and a smoke and one of those animated Italian conversations when it seems like everyone is talking at the same time to everyone else and no one is listening. But he got things done, and the tick, tick, tick of the timer kept him on track, and the rather minor commitment of 25 minutes didn't seem so daunting. I mean, it's 25 minutes. It's easy to sit down and start working when you know that in 25 minutes you can stop, that you're supposed to stop, actually. And if you hear the phone ring or the email ding, you know that whatever's come in isn't so urgent that it can't wait for 25 minutes. The result? Productivity. I mean, sort of. This is a great sounding technique. I've been using it for a couple of months now, and it's all online. If you're interested, just Google Pomodoro technique and you'll fall into one of those internet communities that you never knew existed, especially in such depth and number, the slightly creepy world of productivity geeks, getting things done hobbyists and others. I mean, there are blogs about this sort of thing and tips and even their own celebrities, like the Italian guy who invented the Pomodoro technique. But at a certain point, it all seems a bit like efficiency porn. But if you're anything like me, if the ringtones and the email dings and the million other things going on in your brain keep you from doing the hard stuff you're supposed to be doing, then sometimes a $9 piece of kitchen equipment can really make a difference. Because it's almost a new year, and part of thinking about the year ahead is being honest about the year that's passed. And honestly, I'm not as productive as I should be, and wasn't last year, or the year before, or the year before. And part of that problem is my own total childish inability to sit still, but part of it is also a world in which returning phone calls and sending emails and going to meetings and talking about writing can feel at the end of a busy day like a day where something got done rather than a day where nothing got done. So hold me to this, if you would. This is the year that I'm going to get some stuff done. I'm going to write a couple of scripts I've always wanted to write. I'm going to do a couple of other things I've always wanted to do. And I'm going to do them all in 25-minute increments with, of course, a 5-minute break. And there's the bell. Well, that's it for this year. Next year, we'll get good notes. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot. Happy New Year.